Continuing with tarbiyat awlad, yesterday we talked about some habits or some characteristics we need to cultivate to be able to maintain self-esteem within ourselves and within our children. And we talked about celebrating what works. We talked about visualization of how you envisage your children and your family to be. And what we were talking about when I left was the contemplating on the good qualities of your children, the best, the most beautiful qualities of your children, the uniqueness of each child, and to be able to hopefully put it down in writing, because the human being forgets. And I said today and tomorrow we will look at some letters that are written by a mother to her child, and they take you over the span of his youth or his childhood as such. The letters start when the child is just born, and I shall read them out to you. My dear son, you're exactly 5 hours and 41 minutes old. I cannot take my eyes off you. I longed for you. You're so special. You may have grown under my heart, but for all my life, you will remain in it. Mirrored in your eyes, I see a reflection of all the 9 months, a bond that none will ever be able to break. We've named you Jabir, after the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hussein, as you're born in the month of Muharram. Your grandfather always wanted a Jabir, and that has contributed to our decision too. I really hope you'll approve. Your father has told you the purpose of this life. A few minutes after you were born, I always wondered at why the recitation of Adhan and Iqama was done at birth. But today, my son, I understood. I saw you turn and look at your papa. I know you understood. When you read this letter of mine a long time from today, I want you to be able to remember a few things that I hope and pray you will be able to follow. Hang on to your iman, for that alone is eternal life. Loan yourself, my son, to God. Never let yourself think that you are wiser than you are. There is so much I want to tell you about this world you have entered, and inshallah, if life permits, I will. But for the present, I thank Allah for granting me you. I pray He gives me the ability to bring you up as He would like. I have to pen off now, as I can hear your dad's footsteps down the hall. He can't keep away from you either. Love, your mom. The next letter is a year later. My dear son, you're a year old today. The majlis cum party is over. I don't think you really know what's happening. You seem relieved to be out of that grown-up outfit. Your cheeks are covered with the remnants of lipstick from the many kisses you got. You've got cake in your hair, and you look slightly bemused. You've abandoned all your presents for the wrapping paper. As I look at your toothless grin, I can only but thank Allah. I cannot recall the year passing by. You were such a vulnerable little baby, and now look at you, a bundle of energy. Do I laugh or do I cry? I'm losing a baby but gaining a little man. I'll never forget your first word, Mama, you said. If that were the only ni'mah of motherhood, it would suffice, for the pleasure it gave can have no value given to it. I will always remain forever indebted to you. I marvel at the way you construct words. Your hesitant first steps, your unique expressions, and your unconditional love. I wish, my son, you could watch yourself. If you could, you'd never doubt the glory of our Creator. Inshallah, one day, when you watch your own child, you will know what I mean. Jazakallah for one of the best years of my life. I look forward to many, many more. Your mom. Sorry, Mama. The next one is when he's 5. My dear son, I've just waved you off to school. Do I have to go on my birthday? You pleaded. As I sit to write this letter, your voice rings in my ears. The immense energy you have scares me. You're too old to be babied and too small to be given responsibility. The milestones you have reached this year fill me with pride, mashallah. You can now recite Quran, although you still fill your mouth even when there is a kasra before lam. You recite Adhan so loudly and beautifully at every salah time, except at Fajr when you often sleep on your musalla. You can read and write. You can dress yourself. You didn't cry and you were so brave when you were bitten by a wasp. You can do a somersault and you can handle a cricket bat better than your dad. But more important than all these, my son, you have learnt to give. You spent hours on your model car, finally managing to put it together. Your older sisters helped you paint it, and it was your pride and joy. I watched as your baby sister screamed for it yesterday, and you gave it to her. She demolished it. I told her off to no avail, and you came up and told me, "It's all right, Mom. I'll make it again. She's only little." You made my day, my son. I will treasure the memory forevermore. For you grew up, my son. Yesterday you became a man. I cannot thank him enough. His ni'mah come from where one least expects it. Salah of thanksgiving is definitely due. Your mommy. The next letter is when he's 7. "What do you want for your birthday?" I asked you a few weeks ago. After an adult-like pause, you said, "Nothing." I didn't say anything and carried on as normal, eyeing you suspiciously. Suddenly you said, "You mean you won't give me anything for my birthday?" "Okay, I'll tell you what I want." With abated breath, I waited, and you whispered, "I want you to promise me, Ma, that you will not die without me, and I want to be buried at your feet." For once, my son, I was lost for words. Maybe you can tell me what I should have said. Words failed me. Being a mom to you is something else. And today we will look finally at a letter written when he is 10. We'll continue with the rest tomorrow, inshallah. "Today I just feel that I don't tell you that I love you often enough. Or maybe I can never say it often enough to make the number of times seem like enough. You mean so much to me. If I were to remain in Sijda all my life, I would not be able to thank him for you. Sometimes I feel as if I can't take another breath without repeating Shukralillah. So just in case I haven't shown it to you, you're getting to be a man. I love you, Jabir. I love you very much." Inshallah, we will continue with these tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of these letters, then if you write to us or call us, inshallah, we'll be able to provide you with a copy. Hopefully they will inspire you to be able to write to your own children.